Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, music contributor Bob Weinberg previews the Miami International Jazz Fest with founder Arturo Campa. Chef Norman Van Aken delivers a word on food, and our Florida Keys calendar features Andy Newman. Now, our film contributor Dan Hudak previews a new film with an all-star cast, partially shot right here in South Florida.
This is a true story. When I arrived for the press screening of writer-director star Jon Favreau's Chef, which is about a talented chef struggling to find his way, the fire alarm was going off as smoke filled the Regal South Beach Theater. The oil for the popcorn caught fire, we were told. You could smell the burnt popcorn while standing outside the theater at the intersection of Alton and Lincoln, and before long we learned the theater wouldn't reopen that night. No biggie. The heat at a playoff game I was missing and studio-distributed online screener links looked pretty good on my television. With the irony of burnt food preventing me from seeing a movie about delicious food behind me, Chef was a real delight. Favreau wears a number of hats, literally, in the lead role of Carl Casper, an uber-talented chef whose creativity is stifled by his domineering and money-driven boss, played by Dustin Hoffman. Buoyed by Sofia Vergara as his ex-wife, John Leguizamo as a sous chef, and a bit of financing from a louche played by Robert Downey Jr. in a quick cameo, Carl opens a food truck selling media noches in Miami, then proceeds to other locales on his way to Los Angeles.
You're never going to be happy cooking for someone else.
Food truck's a great idea. We're talking about a white-on-white 88 Chevy Grumman food truck. It's a blank canvas for your dreams. I'm gonna have him pull it around.
Thank you.
Don't thank me till you see it.
So what are you gonna do?
You're gonna laugh.
Tony, Carl's got a taco truck.
For real?
That was so jealous. When I heard your voice, I was like, that's what I want to do.
Favreau shot the film on location across the southern United States, including at the Fontainebleau, Little Havana, and South Beach right here in Miami. Though it is a warm and effective story that's very well told, the highlight of Chef is, not surprisingly, the food, which looks mouthwateringly delicious. For this, Favreau consulted with noted chef and food truck entrepreneur Roy Choi, who also insisted that none of the food go to waste. Sometimes it's a real treat to work on a Hollywood movie set. With Chef ready to open in South Florida May 16th, I recently sat down with Favreau, who also directed Iron Man and Elf, at the Fontainebleau to discuss shooting in Miami, cooking, and his creative approach in small projects versus large Hollywood productions. So we're here at the Fontainebleau.
Yes.
Admit it. You shot those two scenes at the Fontainebleau just so we can come back now months later for the press day here. So you get more time here.
That's right. I get treated well here. You know why I did it, really? Because when I stayed in the Fontainebleau, they have a little loop that runs on your television when you turn it on that shows clips from all the movies that have filmed here, back to like Goldfinger and The Bodyguard, and hopefully we'll be part of that little loop of best of clips.
And The Sopranos filmed here too?
Yes,
a lot
that's
of
right.
stuff is
that's
shot
right.
down here.
Yeah. And this is a place, you know, I'm from New York, and I remember it was a big deal when, you know, people would go to the Fontainebleau back in like the 60s, 70s. My grandfather came down and stole an ashtray, and I remember looking at that ashtray. So it was, to me, that was the best ashtray they ever lost, because that was the one that really built up the brand in my mind.
And you also shot at other locations throughout South Florida, Little Havana.
Yeah.
And you shot in Texas, Austin, Texas,
that's
New
right.
Orleans,
yeah.
kind of all over the place. Was that part of the process as well? Like, hey, I can travel the country with this movie too.
Oh, like that's why I did it?
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of. I mean, look, you're doing the whole thing took a month, and it was a mad dash to get it done. So you're not really enjoying life as a tourist mm-hmm. when you're directing a little movie like this. However, the idea, the romance of showing all the coolest cities that the guy's sharing with his kid on a road trip and being able to introduce the audience to the backdrop of these great places,
yeah.
that's really exciting. And I remember back from the days of Swingers that you want to get the authentic world that you're presenting. You can't afford a lot of things with a little one, but you can afford to run around. And because you're low profile, you could slip into places when they're open and take advantage of shooting on Abbot Kinney in Venice during First Friday, which mm-hmm. is when all the food trucks yeah. were lined up. and just actually film while it's going on and not try to control it. So that was kind of fun. And of course, you know, I love Austin. I visited Little Havana when I was working on Iron Man 3 here, and I went to that place that we feature called Hoy Como Ayer, saw some great Cuban music, had some great Cuban food, and I thought, what a great, this would be such a great setting for a scene in a movie. And so it popped into my head as I wrote this. And of course, New Orleans and the Marigny, and just hearing, you know, that brassy jazz sound and eating beignets and introducing your kid to all that stuff seemed like a really romantic notion.
Does it ever feel overwhelming writing, producing, starring, and directing all those roles at once?
It does. You know, I think whatever you're used to, you want to try something different then. And working on the big movies, it's exciting because you have all the toys and these great movie stars you're working with and a studio that's supporting you and supportive of you. And, you know, especially like around the time of Iron Man 2, whenever we would come out, people would give us room to come out, and there was, you know, you knew that you had at least a weekend to yourself. And there's a lot of security in that. But it's also fun once in a while to come out and just, you know, like do a solo album and be able to write and perform the music that you want to. And so it's stressful because there's a lot of responsibility, but it's a fairly short run compared to the 2 years it takes to make a big movie. This one, we filmed it in a month. There's a lot of time in the editing room and certainly not a lot of resources to get everything you dream of. But, you know, I come out of independent film. I'm used to working with limited means, and it was fun to get back into that mode and just bring a lot of energy to something and just power through it.
Does your approach differ if you're doing something like this or Iron Man or Elf? Because they're three very different genres.
Sure. And
as you come to it, are you in a different mind frame, or is it always the same?
Well, I think certain things strategically it's different, but as far as my sensibility, one of the things I like about the fact that I've done those three different types of movies is if you listen to the dialogue and the style of comedy, I think they all share some common DNA. There's a naturalism to it. There's a dryness to the humor. I think the jokes, although they might be much more broad and Elf, I think there's a subtlety to it that I really enjoy as an audience member and I try to present. So, you know, I think there's a common voice to all of them, but strategically, this one is much different. There were a few sequences in Elf, like when we're running around the streets in New York and he's dressed in the Elf suit. You know, we shot that real run and gun with just a van and a camera, and Will Ferrell is very courageous and just would jump out in that suit anywhere. And then we'd run up with releases to people and get people to sign. But other than that, everything was meticulously planned, especially the effects work. In this was more that style, and the style that we did Swingers or Made, where you just kind of got it done and got it with as much energy as possible.
And how much time in pre-production do you spend on an Iron Man or one of those effects-driven movies?
You know,
it seems like there'd be a lot more there than on other projects.
You know, here in Jungle, I'm working on Jungle Book now, and that one has a lot of, you know, there's so many, there's character design, you're designing environments, you have a whole story department doing pencil sketches and putting animatics together, and, you know, that's years. It's years. And then the actual element shoot itself isn't as long, but so much planning goes into it and coordinating, so everybody's has the same vision for what you're doing. And that's your job as a director, is making sure people share a vision, a common vision. The vision could change and it could come from different people can contribute to it, but you want to make sure everybody's making the same movie. Movie like this, you know, you have a few department heads. These people tend to be understaffed because there's just not a lot of money to go around. So you have people working twice as hard for a very short amount of time. And it adds to a certain excitement. And there's definitely a sense of satisfaction when you complete it. Even though it's short, you really feel like you left it on the field. You feel like you're doing the two-minute drill the whole time.
Yeah, I got to ask, the food in this movie looks unbelievably delicious. How much do you cook?
I cook a lot now. So much of the training was about really learning how to look like you knew what you were doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Roy Choi took this on and agreed to really do beyond what I had hoped in designing the menu and overseeing, you know, looking at the script and coming to the editing room. And a big part of it was putting me through the training to look like a real chef. And that consisted of me getting a pretty concentrated traditional French culinary training, as my character would have done. Mm-hmm. And so that was, you know, the knife skills, you know, Julienne Tournée, and then mother sauces, and breaking down a chicken and you know, and making demi-glace and all those things that my guy would have experienced. And then only after that, Roy Choi let me into his kitchen as a prep cook, and then eventually working the line during service. Wow. For a few months, I was going in and out of his kitchens and then practicing all the stuff at home. And then the kids would, you know, especially my seven-year-old would see me practicing cutting up vegetables, and that's like arts and crafts. And so she wanted to do it too, and it turned into like Tom Sawyer with all of us doing it together, painting the fence. And now that it's done, I still like doing it. And now I'm putting in a commercial kitchen and ripping out all the beautiful residential stuff and putting in stainless steel and open shelving and a wok ring and a pizza oven. It's just really become part of our social life and our home life.
And please tell me that food that we see in the movie was eaten by the staff and the crew.
That was a big deal, especially with Roy, because, you know, chefs are all about respecting the product. And
sure.
And often, like if you're doing a commercial, the food stylist will spray glycerin on it to make it shiny. It looks great, but you can't eat it after that.
Right.
And it just was so counter to what this whole movie was about. So even when we're breaking down the pig, everything was, you know, we made sure that everything was sanitary and stuff was parceled out and given to the crew. So there were a lot of good barbecues after that scene. And of course, all the food you saw was delicious. It was overseen by Roy. He was there every day. We were working with food. And not a lot went to waste. There wasn't a lot of people eating at catering at lunch because we were all full on food days.
Yeah, would you? It was amazing. Mouthwatering.
It was amazing.
Jon Favreau, the movie is Chef, opens May 16th. Thank you for your thoughts.
My pleasure.
You're a pro.
Jon Favreau's Chef starts serving theaters May 16th. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Dan Hudak.
Chairman Emeritus of the Florida Film Critics Circle, Dan Hudak is a nationally syndicated film critic. You can visit him online at hudakonhollywood.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue right after these messages.